that's producing on the offensive end, then it just takes all the pressure off of the top three, that top three scores, and you know, it just helps us flow offensively and defensively.
It's not just forcing the turnovers, but it's also being able to convert them into points. What were you guys doing that worked so well today on both ends?
I think just being aggressive. You know, our main focus was coming in and trying to get stops early, and they were doing a good job of scoring and running their sets and actually getting stops on us. The ball wasn't falling for us early, but then we kind of settled in and got the jitters out and just started playing freely and attacking the basket and trying to get out in transition.
Kind of that first 4 minutes, did you guys feel like you were settling for jump shots instead of actually working to get into your sets?
Yeah, that's exactly what Coach told us too. We were settling too much. But, you know, we were actually taking what they were giving us. They were actually, you know, over helping and giving us a three-pointer. So we were just trying to take it as we could. But we could have been feeding, landing inside a little bit more early.
Their leading scorer, just 1 of 9 from your field in the first half. What did you guys do on him defensively to kind of make him struggle?
Just showing strong help every time he had the ball, you know, contesting every jump shot. And just trying to make it difficult for him to get off of easy shots.
21-21, what broke it open?
Say it again.
21 all. What then broke it open?
Getting stops, focusing in on the defensive end, and getting out in transition and being aggressive attacking the basket.
Coach wanted you guys to play kind of free and loose. Was that an example of that tonight?
I think it was. You know, maybe the first 8 minutes we were uptight, and then we kind of, you know, just started feeling ourselves a little bit, knocking down shots, getting easy buckets, getting to the free throw line, stuff like that.
This is not your first tournament experience, but you still feel those that first game jitter?
You definitely do, you know, because it's just you can tell it's a different type of environment. Win and go home, you always get the jitters with that, and we're just excited we got to advance.
Along those lines, do you remember your first tournament game? Did you feel out of sorts at all? And I'm wondering what you thought it might have been like for Josh today playing his first tournament game.
Well, I don't think Josh was that nervous. You know, he's a big-time player. You know, he's been in a lot of places, played on a lot of teams and stuff like that. But he handled it well. He performed, and I'm glad to have him back.
You guys haven't had that many games where you've been able to kind of empty the bench. How good was it to see those guys get in?
Oh, it's great. You know, we always talk about it during the season, how we hadn't really been, you know, blowing teams out and stuff like that, been real close games. But it was good to see, you know, Tyler and them guys get in and score some buckets.
You mentioned the excitement you feel when you convert a lob. When you get one, is it kind of contagious? Do you look for that again and exploit it?
I definitely do. You know, I always look for the lobs when we're in transition or fast breaks. And that's why they were kind of playing me for the lobs, and sometimes I could have went in and scored, but I was just – trying to get some assists.
You had a few steals tonight, got in the open court. Is that closer to the defensive effort you're going to need to go deep in this tournament?
Yeah, that's the key to advancing each and every game. So that's our main focus, is the defensive end. We're not too worried about offense because we know we got guys who can make plays and knock down big shots, and we got inside presence. So if we focus on defense, against stops, and getting out in transition, then we'll be good.